So how do I get there? We said earlier, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So guess what I need to do? I need to start building my faith by listening to this word and getting this word in me, reading this word, meditating this word. Listen, a lot of times we thought I just need to read chapters 1 through 5 and Mark chapter 1 through 5, and that's how we did our study. That's okay. That's not saying that that's wrong. But then a lot of times, if we really want some results in some areas, then we need to break out the concordance and say, okay, if it's sickness that we're dealing with, let me find some scriptures on healing and let that be our word. Let that be what we meditate on. Let that be what we confess. Amen. So what are some scriptures of healing, those of you that need healing? There's a scripture, I don't recall where it is, but it talks about causing your health to spring forth speedily. That's something somebody needs tonight, amen? So get that word, determine what area you need to see some change in, and let's start studying in that direction. If it's finances, look at the word, talks about wisdom, because a lot of time it's wisdom that we need. A lot of time it's not the amount of money we make. Right? Why did I say that? You put a person with a poor mentality and you all of a sudden give him $1 million, then guess what? The next few, they're broke again. So it's not the amount of money. We see that all the time with people that win the lottery. They're broke moments later. Completely broke, and they've won $100 million, and they don't have any to show for it. Right? So it's not the amount of money, it's the mentality. It's what I do with my money. The principle God has set forth is so simple. George Meyer said it like this: if I spend less than I make, then I'm going to be okay. But what we have to do, we have to impress somebody. We have to show them that we got something that we really don't have at that moment. And that's what we've been doing. Hey, man, that's a side note. That's something else. But anyway, but this word has to be priority to us. This word has to be what we hold on to. No more doing the religious thing. I mean, that's not yielding results. The Bible said true religion is what? Yeah, I don't know. True religion. That's what I'm saying. Say it again, Ms. John. Y'all think I really knew that? All right. True religion is what? Undefiled? Thank you. All right. That is what I was talking about, but I didn't know it just like that. Amen. Thank you for bringing that up. But we need to have some results. Amen. It's time to hear some testimonies on how I was dealing with this illness, but because I stood on the word, God did exactly what he said he was going to do. It's time to see some people that are battling cancer to be completely healed of cancer. Like for real, healed of cancer. That people are stuck in wheelchairs, it's time for them to get up and get some strength in those legs and those ankles. Amen. The Bible says when Peter and John went to the temple that they were begging alms of him, and then he said, well, I don't have. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give it to you. And what did that man do? He started leaping. After he told him rise up, he started leaping and dancing and what? Praising God. It is time for us to see that. What will draw the world than to see those kind of miracles take place? Do you think we have a different God than we did back then? No. Same God then, same God now. So the time is now to get this word, to allow this word to change you, to get into your heart, to affect your life for the better. A lot of times we don't expect anything different. We don't want to do anything different. We just want to keep doing what we've done. That's me included. Amen. Amen. So, How do we get this? How do we do it? Because I don't want to say a lot of this stuff and you not have anywhere to start. Okay? So what do we do? If we haven't, the first place to start, if we haven't been reading our Bible, dust it off the shelf, get it out your car, get it off the bed, wherever it is on your shelf, let's get it out. Amen. But how do we study the Word? If we're looking for in a particular area, looking, get your concordance. Is that hard to do anymore? How many of y'all got internet? You got it on your phone, you got whatever. You know how easy it is to look up a scripture on the internet? Google will help you out, I promise it will. You're looking for a scripture, and you don't know exactly how it goes, type it in Google, it'll pull it up. I've done it, that's how I know it works, amen. Yes, you can, technology. And look, there are people that use the excuse that they can't read. The Bible, they got apps that'll read the Bible to you. So where's the excuse? There's none. Okay? All right. Anybody being helped tonight? Amen. Once we take the Word and we begin to read the Word, to pray the Word, confess the Word, that's what gets God's attention. Not how much you're talking about, how bad things are for you. None of that. The Word gets His attention. Okay? So once we read the Word, confess the Word, we've already found out how to study the Word, study based on, and once you get, like say, if finances are your issue, then you're reading those words about how God give you ideas of witty inventions, how we're blessed, how He's met every need, supplied every need, how He calls everything to come together for us. Those are the kind of scriptures we need to meditate on. If it's healing, by stripes we heal. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk upright before Him. God won't withhold good things from you. He wants to give it. It's His pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what the Word says. It's His pleasure to give you the kingdom. Okay?